Much of Western England is underwater today during the rainiest English summer in living memory. Some people had only just finished cleaning up after the heavy rain of last month, NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
Complaining about the weather has always been a national pastime in Britain, but this summer there's been more cause than usual. More than a month's worth of rain fell in parts of central England and Wales on Friday, then more rain over the weekend caused even greater flooding. The River Avon and England's longest river, the Severn, have both burst their banks in the west of England, and the ancient town of Tewkesbury has been completely cut off by the floods. Streets have become rivers, and the floodwater is lapping at the foot of the town's 900-year-old Norman Abbey. Only one person has died in recent days as a result of the floods, but thousands have been trapped in their homes. Water companies have pleaded with residents to use water carefully after one treatment plant in Tewkesbury had to be shut down due to flooding. The Army and the Royal Air Force have been mobilised to assist in the evacuation of the young and elderly, and the clean-up bill is expected to run to hundreds of millions of dollars. And the forecast? More rain, and the threat that the River Thames, upstream from London, may now also burst its banks. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
All that water and not enough to drink. Thousands of people in flooded areas have no source of clean water. Water Treatment Works was flooded, cutting off safe water to 150,000 homes. People are being asked to conserve, and bottled water is being provided.